Late last year, I went to the Midlands to meet Tony and hear his views on how his working conditions had changed. He took me on a tour of a branch of Boots very like his own, a large, relatively new shop in an out-of-town retail park. Here, the chemist's counter had a full complement of staff. So had Tony's when he began in 2011. But by then, 4 years into the buyout, job cuts were well underway, both in his store and across the country. Now, for hours each day, he said, it was only him manning the counter and the pill dispensary while taking care of the shop's photo business too. With no other colleagues around to make sure he was giving out the right drugs at the right dosage, Tony had to monitor his own work. Pharmacists call this self-checking, and it leaves patients at greater risk of getting the wrong medication. In its own standard operating procedure, Boots says self-checking must be done only as a last resort. Yet Tony claims he was self-checking on a daily basis. Asked for comment on this practice, Boots would say nothing on the record. Working by himself, Tony explained he also had to hand out vouchers for money off makeup. We try to get the patient to redeem that voucher straight away. We have to. They monitor that kind of thing. He added, that commercial focus in pharmacy, 10 years ago, it would have been unheard of. But that was the least of Tony's worries. It was the medicine use reviews, MURs, that really bothered him. Patients came to his consulting room and discussed their diet and health problems, while he took them through a chunky list of questions and advised them on what their medicines were meant to do and how best to take them. Free for the customer, a way of keeping a patient out of a GP's waiting room, and for each one, the NHS pays the company £28. To prevent the system from being abused, every pharmacy in the country is limited to 400 MURs a year. Except Tony's managers took that number as a target for his store to hit.